back with the Bonanza bonus track with Jeffrey Krinsk, and we wanted to follow up on that story he was telling us about the big class action suit against the trucking firm there. So it's been filed when, Jeffrey?
Well, actually, it was filed only approximately 8 weeks ago, I believe, mm-hmm. at the beginning of July, August. That would be approximately 8 weeks ago. But I think what was of greater interest to you was the low T mm-hmm. aspect that I was talking about.
Right, the pharmaceuticals. I'm 56 years old, and I'm a competitive athlete. And so I've always assumed that at age 56, I would have a lower level of testosterone than I had when I was 26, because that's the way nature intended it. Yet there's this mega industry now trying to convince me that I should be taking supplements, products, pill, eat. And it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen, as we all try to pursue eternal life, apparently, which I've not partaken of, because I just ran a blurry fast half marathon because I've been working my rear end off training, and doing the things you're supposed to do to be able to compete. So I'm just fascinated by probably all of the promises that are being made in that area that are probably not going to be kept.
Well, I think I can tell you with a high level of assurance that they're not going to be kept, and I don't believe any doctor that would direct you to it would promise you anything. To the best of the numbers being done by research scientists now, in order to get us some background before we start looking more deeply into this, there are approximately, the best guess is only one-third, which isn't insignificant, that one-third that are directed to try a regimen of enhanced testosterone could benefit by it. And you'd say, well, that's outrageous. But most people, but not the smart people that are listening now, know that that happens all the time. Look at what AstraZeneca did mm-hmm. with Nexium. They came up with Nexium in order to be a successor to Prilosec, exclusively because Prilosec was coming off patent. They know that 65 to 75 users of a particular product will end up getting the generic within 1 year after it comes off of off of patent, and their whole point was to try and come up with an enhanced Prilosec, though it was functionally identical, and I don't think any test would countermand that. They're mm-hmm. just so effective, and the dollars involved is so extraordinary. You have to realize after putting $1 billion, $2 billion into R&D, getting that amount of money back that you have on it. These are all billion-dollar drugs. You want to, even if it's for a year and a year and a half, you want to postpone that competition. Mm-hmm. And when you couldn't postpone it anymore by having new products, what did they do? There'd be generic competition come out, and these are current cases that are called pay-for-delay cases, in which the principal pharmaceutical company would actually pay the generic competitor to not bring his product to market.
Oh my gosh.
Well, the government now is catching up on that. Many have been taken care of. And that's what class actions does. It's in the forefront. It takes the initiative. It sets the theme. It defines the ethics, at least to one degree. I just couldn't be happier with it. Well, it gets you excited because you definitely, in a single word, you eat what you kill when you're on the plaintiff's side.
Mm-hmm. But so low T is what, Richard? Is this what you're talking about now?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe what you just described and put it in the context of the low T, low testosterone case, because I'm not sure if everybody followed that. Is that what exactly happened? Or what is that?
What is happening is the question.
Or what is happening? So yeah, tell us.
Well, what's happening is all of these things are being marketed to the population of men between the ages of 40 and 60 to acquire supplements and things, you know, whatever the form may be.
Okay. So it's like modified Viagra. Yeah.
And in particular, testosterone. But mm-hmm. when you take the test, you can imagine why you don't realize it, but you can imagine why you're being funneled to it. The questions are, do you sometimes feel tired at night?
Yeah, I've got three kids, 23, 22, and 18. I feel real tired at night sometimes.
Do you find that you can't maintain the same level of sexual activity that you did 20 years ago with your wife?
But of course. Well,
I mean, or girlfriend.
They're sort of what we call self-fulfilling prophecies.
Yeah, they're self-fulfilling prophecies. And the notion that somebody could take a pill and actually solve all of these things that age causes.
So the medical evidence for the efficacy of this is relatively...
It's the ethics, Joe.
But I know, but are they effective, though? Is that my question? Or not medically approved? Or is it debatable? Or what? Or is it? Or
it's debatable, and it's in limited circumstances.
Okay.
And like everything, it isn't something you take like M&Ms and believe that you've satisfied it.
Yeah.
It has to be monitored. It has to be at the direction of a doctor that specializes this, and it has to be responsibly monitored and used.
And there's people making piles of money selling this false hope, humble opinion.
It sounds to me like there might be some side effects involved, too, and adverse effects, right?
Many of which can't even be predicted yet.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyway. And of course, a lot of the meds they try to come up with today are the kinds they want you to stay on for life or for long periods of time, whether it's the statins.
It's called an annuity, Joe.
Yeah. And then are we doing a lot of, now this might be some loss, are we doing a lot of prescription dumping in other third world countries or whatever? I would think that, because I heard the olive oil, who mentioned this the other day? The olive oil that's being sold here from Europe may be lower quality. Maybe there's a class action suit there, but they're doing olive oil dumping here, I think we may.
I don't remember that conversation.
Yeah, I heard it the other day.
I think you heard it at a party on Saturday that I heard the same thing at, and the point was that the European producers save the best olive oil for themselves and feel the lack of sophistication in the American palate allows them to dump secondary inferior qualities here. That doesn't mean you can't get the best, but you need to know what the best is. Mm-hmm. And one of the points was, which I thought was interesting, is that you now have very high, fine quality California olive oil that seems to be a growing cash crop. How long that will last, I don't know. If between the two of them, I'd still take fracking.
Oh, Representative John Garamendi said it at your luncheon event. That's where I heard it.
That's right.
Duh. But as far as the prescription dumping, isn't that a problem, don't you think?
Well, there are so many problems with prescriptions. I believe that my firm was instrumental in at least two instances of what previously was the habit of some of the largest pharmacies in the world. And by those, we're talking about Walgreens, for example, who, having gotten your prescription information, would internalize the process of actually going outside to get what we call exchange retainers from pharmaceutical companies to send you a letter saying, we've looked over your prescription and we think that instead of X, you could do much better by taking Y. Y, in fact, was the competitor for the particular product that your doctor had been prescribed, and they're being paid huge amounts of money to send that out in order to get this person to change from one prescription drug to another. Mm. But I believe that plainly is improper now under
Lee. That's using confidential medical information for express marketing purposes.
Yes, it is confidential, right. And the reason that they would do it and be able to get away is they only did it internally.
Sure.
But then they forgot they were doing it internally, and they hired contractors,
right.
And that broke the law. Because like all businesses, you can't do everything well.
I think Merck or somebody's got fined a huge amount for got caught in that kind of scandal too, with the influence peddling with the doctors and the junkets and everything else.
What we call the detailers who go around and sell product that hasn't on a basis that hasn't been approved by the FDA for unapproved uses, which is a usually profitable area. But what happens, for example, with Respadrol is they found that males ended up growing breasts in some instances as a result of having been misdiagnosed as needing that.
That happened in that recent movie, The Other Woman, with Cameron Diaz. That's how
really?
They got back at the guy. They snuck him some of those drugs and he didn't know. Anyway.
Now, Jeffrey, you and your wife host some of the biggest people in politics at your home, at your office. When did you start getting involved politically? Has that been all through your life or more recently?
No, I can't say it's been all through my life. I ended up taking it a little bit more seriously when I got involved with John Kerry and making a priority getting him elected president. we ended up doing an extraordinary job in Southern California in terms of raising funds for him. And it is a topic that I could speak about for a long time, but there are still many people who think that I'm not one of them, that think that John Kerry actually won the presidential election and should have been the president were it not for
Ohio.
The Ohio vote. And that, well, that opens a door that would take a good 6 or 7 hours of discussion to close.
Well, I could talk to you offline
but he,
about
I must
my
tell
fears.
You, that's an extraordinary man. His career isn't over. He's been dealt. He's a good friend. He's been dealt a few tough hands not lately.
Secretary of State, what the heck? That's a pretty important position historically for gosh, you know.
It sure is. And I tell you, that man is organically incapable of telling a lie,
mm-hmm.
unlike many secretaries.
He's earning his money these days. Jeez,
he's
what a tough job.
People don't realize he's in his 70s and he's going out and traveling 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 miles every week without exception, having thought it best to reintroduce the concept of shuttle diplomacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think he's taking low T supplement? I'm just kidding.
I heard his wife Teresa speak here when he was running, and she speaks five languages. Very brilliant lady herself. I thought she would have been a good first lady too. And yeah, as far you must know her as well, right?
Yes, Teresa. I was fortunate to be on the Heinz board with Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And I could only say that I think the world of her. She had approximately exactly a year ago, she had some medical problems, and she's recovering from them now and doing very well in that regard. My heart goes out to her. She's a wonderful lady.
Richard, do you have any follow-up questions or concluding
questions? No, I think
questions?
we all have commitments coming up, so we've got to sort of wrap up bonus time.
Anyway, Jeff,
it's been a blast, though.
Yeah, thank you for giving us some extra time tonight, and I hope the listeners appreciate all your hard work, and I know your shareholders that you represent and clients do. So, but thanks so much for being our guest, and folks, iymoney.com, all these podcasts are there, and you take it easy. We'll see you next week.
It's been an honor to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.